So what kind of work did you do when you retired there? You said you were...
Sir?
What kind of work were you doing when you retired?
Oh. I was still at Blasters.
Yeah, well...
I had spinal arthritis of the spine. I had to give it up in 58. And I cured that myself. Don't take any medicine. And...
Okay, what all have you done since then? What's...
Well, I do work out here. I take people where they want to go and help those that need help.
Mm-hmm.
Do pallbearing work and whatever I need to do over here. You know, they call this the Presbyterian Glue Factory, is what I call it. That's where they send old horses when they get too old to work, you know.
Now,
told Miss Keith, this is still recording, isn't it?
Yeah. She won't hear this.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I told her this morning, I tell Mr. Montgomery I didn't have a PhD, but I had a car, LSD, LTD, and she died laughing.
Well, sometimes I think a PhD is just something you pay a lot of money for and wait about 30 years for it to pay you back.
Of course, all this energy you put out, you got to put back. And if you get all your sleep before midnight, it's worth everything afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mind gets tired, and when you use your mind, you got to be mighty careful.
True. Yeah, your body's going to get it.
Yeah, your body gets... you see them here, Mr. that they didn't take care of themselves in the early years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I did before 11 o'clock, got through it. I did very little of it.
Mm.
And I take care of my body all through the year. I haven't missed a time of exercising 15 minutes every morning since I've been out there. I've been out here 2 years last September.
Mm-hmm.
And even before that, for years, I didn't miss three times a year. It paid dividends.
Mm. Well, what's a typical day like for you now? What do you do?
Well, I get up in the morning, I take my exercise and have breakfast, read the paper, and then I go to the store, do the shopping, and take the people over here who want to go shopping, or help them all I can. And I come home, I shoot pool over here, got a pool table, 15 or 20 games a day. I guess I've, since last Monday, I've played about 117 games.
In one day?
No, in a week's time.
Oh.
That averages about 15 games a day.
You pretty good?
Yeah.
I haven't played in
several
years.
If I'm mad at myself, I'll go and knock this ball around, I think. Get it out of my system.
Tell me, pool's always had a bad image, you know. Pool's always had
a bad
image.
Why in the early days, it had a pool hustler. Mm-hmm. Well, if you caught in there, well, you just same throw it out of church or
mm-hmm.
one or two. But today, it's a little bit different. It's more of a game than anything else, a pastime.
Mm-hmm.
You got pools now which operate the same way as they have a French pool and they have snooker and all that, say, different ways of shooting. Now, French is rotation pool. That's the only thing I know about. I know the gamble, because that was good. But I get up and knock around, and I get lucky, and science can't beat that, see, when I get hold of it. And these boys over here I play with is 4 to 5 years younger than them. They can't play with three games. You got
to
sit down.
I used to play by the hours.
I think it's good therapy myself.
It can be, but sometimes if you don't have much patience with yourself, you can really get worked up.
Yeah, of course, if you go into it just to work off something you got on your mind or something, that's a good thing for you. And you see, if the Lord put everything here, he told you one thing, temperance with anything, and we can do just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn that, you got a whip. I don't see nothing serious.